Hi, this is Steve Gretsch. The podcast is called A Different Drummer, and I'm looking into the promises of God found in Scripture. This episode I'm going to call Righteousness Will Dwell, and it's not about me calling it that, because that's what the Word of God says. 2 Peter 3:13, but in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. This is God's plan. I mean, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. What's going to happen with the old one? I don't know. And I did a podcast recently where we won't even remember it. I mean, it's going to be history. We know that. So this, moving on, we talk about this keeping, but in keeping. This keeping word is a day by day. It just talks about, and it just lets us know about God's faithfulness. Day by day, He is faithful. We wake up every day, He's faithful. We go to bed, He's faithful. We have our lunch, He's faithful. And so the Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in Him. Lamentations 3, 22 through 24. Every single day, in keeping with His promise, we can look forward to this every single day. We don't, no matter what happens in our lives. I just had an issue with my right eye and my retina. I've known for some time that I had issues with my retina, and all of a sudden it just kind of went nuts on me, and I got lines and floaters in my eye, and the doctor said, well, basically, I don't know why I'm going this way, but through it all, we can just know that the Lord is faithful day by day, no matter what happens to us, and we can, and through the good and the bad, His promises are so good. So, and I'm just loving this. I honestly, it helps keep me afloat being in His word. And so the talk about His promise, and this is where it all began, honestly, it's His self-committal. I understand, you know, it became really clear to me when I saw this, that the word promise actually means it's a self-committal. That He's committed to His promises coming true, that He will see to it that they come true. And it says in 2 Peter 1:4, for by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Look at that. What do the promises do? They help us to become partakers in the divine nature, and they help us get it down the road, escaping the evil desires of this world. I love that. These promises are so good. And in the meantime, we discover His name, all about His character. We discover His gospel. It's just all, I think it's all woven together. It's a wonderful, wonderful journey that we're on. I'm glad that you, the listener, are with me on this. So, and here we go. We can look forward, which is to watch and wait expectingly. We're not, our hope is not put in something that's, you know, it might happen, you know, I might have enough gas to get home, I might not, I might, you know, those kinds of things. And so Jude 21 says, keep yourself in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. There's something where we can be anxious about, you know, I guess I could be anxious about this eye of mine. I'm told that it'll eventually just kind of go away, but right now it's not so great, but anyways, moving on, pressing on, we can look forward to a new heavens, a new earth. This is a fresh and unused. It's fresh and unused. I love that. Sometimes it's fun to just order something online and you get it brand new. No one's ever touched it. Well, they probably did. Somebody had to make it, but you know, you get something fresh and unused. This is going to be the pinnacle of fresh and unused. I love it. It's such a wonderful promise to look forward to. Isaiah 65:17 says, for behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind. There it is. I had a segue. I knew I think I did a podcast on it earlier, but we won't even remember, or won't even come to mind. It won't come to mind. It's just gone. As we get older, sometimes that just happens more often, doesn't it? And so it says in which, that is not actually in the verse, but where did I get it from? I think it's from in which a new heaven and a new earth dwells. I think that's what the actual verse says. But it's basically referring to our position. So there's our position. And so we have what the word righteousness, which is justice and honesty, virtue. These are all the things that God is, in which God is the source and the author. All these things come from him. He is the object of our faith. And so the word dwells, the righteousness dwells, in which righteousness dwells. It's to settle in and take up residence. I love that. In the meantime, we can settle in and take up residence in the Word of God. And it says in Colossians 3:16, settle in, take up residence there. Okay, so that's not it, but here's the verse. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God, Colossians 3:16. This richly dwelling is to fix our attention. I love that. Let's not be distracted. I don't want to be distracted with all the things that can distract us in this world. And so, but fix our attention on the Lord Jesus Christ and make ourselves at home and richly take up residence in the Word and trust in Him. And so, again, the promise is to righteousness will dwell, 2 Peter 3:13. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. I'm looking forward to it, and I know you are too. So let's plan on it. we can expect it. So I'm looking forward to it. Well, that's all I've got. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.